Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Yes, I just called a while back and just a few minutes ago and talked to a gentleman there.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him my information and I canceled what I did online or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he canceled that all and sent me from Texas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled it up, and it said it was a cancellation, but when on the description where it showed my name and address and everything and the amount that was charged was like $49 and some cents, but it showed the amount returned, it was blank.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the last part.
I said it showed the deal there where the bank that I did it, and it was $49 and like 95 cents, or I didn't remember that. But then it showed it had the deal returned, and that was left blank. There's nothing in there, so I want to make sure that he's not lying to me, you know.
About the refund?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me look up the account and see if he processed the refund for you. Can you start off by confirming your zip code?
Yeah, 66933.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Delmer Youngberg.
Thank you. And for security purposes, can you confirm your address, please?
Yeah, it was 1009 Cross Creek Road, Barnes, Kansas.
Thank you. Just a second. I do see it was canceled and the charge was voided.
Do you see what I'm showing there, that was left blank and the amount refunded?
That it was blank?
It's blank. I said it didn't have nothing in there. So that's what made me think it's probably some kind of fraud.
No, I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing where the agent left his notes. And he informed that he did cancel and he did issue the refund. And I do see that it was canceled and refunded. That takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so did you see where I've said it was left blank? Did you see that?
No, sir, I did not.
Well, when I pulled it up, that's what it showed. It said it was a cancellation, but it didn't have the amount that was refunded. It showed that he charged my account with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent me like maybe 4 different ones that showed it's been canceled. But when I clicked on it, it shows, I don't have it up here right now, but, you know, I could maybe pull it up while I talk to you. I'm not real good at these smartphones or whatever, but it shows the amount refunded, and there's nothing there. And
right.
It should have the amount that he charged me.
He refunded you the full amount minus the $5 non-refundable setup fee.
How much?
He refunded you the full amount minus the $5 non-refundable setup fee. So in total, you will be receiving $44.97 back.
Well, it didn't have that written down there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make sure it's down there so when I pull it up again, it shows just what you said? You know,
where exactly are you looking?
Well, I clicked on the deal he sent me, 4 of them. He gave me the number of my order number, but the C in front of it is canceled,
yes,
you know?
Yes, that's your cancellation number. That's nothing you can look up. It's just if you were to call back in, you would provide that cancellation number. But that would be nothing you would look up to check the status of the refund. it will issue back into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying that when I clicked on that, on his, he sent me 4 of them, 2 together and then 2 again, I think it was. When I clicked on that, it came up with, it said at the top, and again, I'm just going by my memory now, about cancellation, whatever. But then it also had a printout of with my name and address, and then it had that I was charged 49, whatever it was, 95. And then it showed at the very bottom of that same little square, it said the amount of refund, and you're saying it's $44. You took off $5, and I guess I'll accept that or whatever, but why did it say $44 amount of refund? That's
my
what
notes,
I'm saying.
I'm not sure why, but my notes are showing that it's $44 and to the change.
You put that on there, so when I got the phone, I'll pull it up again and see that, because I'm not paying you $50 for nothing.
There's no way for me to put it on there, but we are informing you that it was canceled, voided back, and you received a cancellation number.
Then I scroll down to more, and there were just a whole bunch of things about fraud and all that. That, like, if there was like nothing I could do about it, what it was trying to say, you know. And so I'm thinking I got took is what I did, but I'm sorry. So not your fault, but somebody's fault.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So you cannot correct that and put the amount of refund that I'm getting.
Unfortunately not, but the notes confirm that you were issued a refund and it will come back into your bank account.
It's not my bank account, it's a credit card.
I'm sorry, your credit card.
Well, then I just gotta wait and hope that everybody ain't lying to me. You know, I don't understand what I'm getting into here, but I messed up, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks for your help.
Okay, no problem. Was there anything else I can do to help you today?
That's it. Thank you. Bye.
No problem. Have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service.